Welcome to Words of Encouragement Devotional by Adrian Ramey. Thank you for joining us today. Today on our podcast, I want to talk to you from Psalms 42, verses 1 and 2. And before we get started, let's pray and ask God to touch us right now. Let Him touch us right now. Today we're going to talk about our soul is thirsty. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we get in that, let's pray and ask God to touch us right now. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come to you right now, Lord, we thank you for this day. Father, I pray, Lord, who's ever listening to this podcast right now, stir their heart for your glory, Father God. Touch them right now for your glory, Father God. Just be with them right now, Father God. And Lord, just stir their heart, Lord. They can take this podcast and apply it to their life for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. Like I said, today is, are we yearning for God in the midst of distress? And that's what we're going to talk about today is Psalms 42, verses 1 and 2. And I like this example here about what you're going to read here in Psalms. And this is a good example from a nature or natural point to a spiritual point. And I really wanted to bring this out today to really show you that how these two can be in common. Let me read it to you. Let me read it to you. As a deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. And a reason I like that right there says, as a deer pants for the water brooks, as a deer is thirsty, it's going to go to the brook, okay? When a deer is out in the wild and it's thirsty, it's going to go to the brook and it's going to find water and it's going to survive. But this also gives us an example. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. So pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. And it's just like this. Our soul is thirsty. Are we thirsty? In the physical, if we're thirsty, we go get water. But now in the spiritual, when our spiritual and our soul is thirsty and our soul feels thirsty, it's yearning more for God. That's where we got to turn. That's where we got to go get with God. Let's go and praise the Lord. Let's go spend that time in the Word. Let's spend that time with God. Let's get that presence of God in our life. It's just like giving. It's like the deer wants water. It knows where to go. And it's just like us. When our soul is thirsty, we know where to go. Hallelujah. We know where to go. And that is to God. Hallelujah. Our soul pants for you, Lord. Our soul thirsts for you, God. We want more of you, God. Hallelujah. We need more of God in our lives. And how do we get more of God in our lives? We grow in our relationship with Him. That's how we get more of God. We got to grow in this relationship every day. And also it says right here, it says, are we yearning for God in the times of distress? When times happen in our life, hallelujah, are we going after God more? Are we seeking God more? Are we praying more? Are we reading more? Hallelujah. Our soul is thirsty today. And when things do happen and things come in our life, and after we go after God and worship, seek Him and seek Him every day, we got to grow in this relationship. And when things do happen, we can stand strong in our faith, stand strong in the Lord, stand courageous and brave in the Lord, and face that head on, and knowing that the Lord is going to lead, guide, and direct us for His glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need more of God in our lives. We need to be that shining light this day and time. Hallelujah. We need more of God. We need more of His presence. We need more of Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When things happen in our life and life happens and temptation is thrown at us and the devil's throwing temptation at us and we're not going to fall down to it because we're going to stay strong in our faith. We're going to stay strong in God. Hallelujah. But just like this deer, it pants for water. That's why our soul is so thirsty for God. Our soul is so thirsty for God today that we need Him more and more. We need that presence of God. Hallelujah. On a daily basis in our lives. Hallelujah. And that's what I like about this verse right here, to give an example from a natural standpoint, from a deer to get water in the brooks, to our give an example for our soul. That's when it's thirsty. That's when we plug into God. That's when we go to God. Hallelujah. That's when we get in our prayer closet and seek Him. Hallelujah. And fill us up. And fill us up with His presence. And when His presence fills us up, and when things happen and distress comes upon our life and things happen, we can stand strong for His glory. We can stand strong for Him, my friends, my brothers and sisters. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. My soul thirsts for you in verse 3 now. Verse 1 says this, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. In verse 2, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I come before you, God, hallelujah, I'm thirsty. When I come before you, God, I need the presence of God. I need you more and more, hallelujah. My soul's thirsting for you, God. I need you. That's what we got to have the attitude when we come before God. God, we need more of your presence. God, we need more of you in our lives every day. We need more of you, Father God. We are thirsty. We are hungry for you, Lord. We need more of you. We need to grow in this relationship with you. Hallelujah. That we can be a shining light for God's glory. Hallelujah. And we can tell our testimony. Look what God has done for us. Hallelujah. Because we know him. And he loves us. And that's what God wants with his creation. To get to know him better. To have that relationship. We can choose to have our relationship. And we choose to have our relationship with God. Our soul is going to be filled. Hallelujah. Now if we don't have a relationship with God. We don't choose God. Our soul is dying. Our spirit man is dying. Our spirit man is pant for that water. It's not never getting. But when we are Christians. Hallelujah. And choose to live for the Almighty God. And our soul gets filled. Hallelujah. God is the only one that can quench that thirst. God is the only one that can quench that thirst. It's not a physical thirst. It's a spiritual thirst. And only God can quench that thirst. And all we have to do is come to him. Hallelujah. We got to come to him with everything that we got. Hallelujah. When we feel things are coming at us, we got to give it to God and let him use it for his glory. And let him take that situation, that need, and that burden that you have and give it to him and let him touch it for his glory and put it upon his shoulders. So he can care for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So today's podcast, and it's like this application, this podcast today is this. Is your soul thirsty? Are you yearning more for God? Do you want more of God in your life? Are you wanting to relate a closer walk with him? All we have to do is seek him every day. Pray. Read our word. Let that word touch us every day. Pray. Word and go to church and learn from the church and learn from our brothers and sisters and learn from our pastors as they preach and teach the word to us. But on us on a daily basis, we got to seek him in the prayer closet. We got to be praying and we got to be in the word. We got to allow this word to touch us every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let this word touch you. Let this word fill you up. Shita bashata. Let this word touch you for his glory. Hallelujah. Just like that deer pants for water and it goes to the brook to get its needs. That's the way our soul pants for God. It's like we need that water. We need that thirst quenching water. And only God, hallelujah, can give us that for his glory. Hallelujah. So like I said, take this. If you want to take application today's podcast, seek God more every day. Read his word. Pray. Even sing songs of praise to him. He loves to hear the songs of the praise to him. And when you do that right there, you're filling your spirit up. Your spirit ain't getting thirsty. Your spirit man ain't getting thirsty anymore. Your spirit man is getting filled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your spirit man's getting filled for God's glory. But be in that word every day. I can't stress that enough. Be in that word every day. Be in that word. Let that word touch you. Hallelujah. Let the words of comfort, let the words of peace comfort you every day for God's glory as you grow in your relationship with God. Hallelujah. Well, before we go, thank you for listening to our podcast. Before we go, let's pray. Whatever needs you have today, I pray that you give it to God right now. I pray that you just give this need to God, whatever you have in your life, and just give it to him. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray who's ever listening to this podcast right now. I pray, Lord, you just be with them, God, right now. I pray, Lord, that you just be with them, Lord, for your glory. Lord, touch their need right now. Shine in their life. Let the glory of the Lord touch them right now, Father God. And Lord, let your peace and comfort and love fill their life, Lord. And Lord, encourage them to seek you every day, Lord. Let their spirit man be filled with you, Father God, as they seek you on a daily basis. We thank you, Father, for this time that we can have together, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this podcast, for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to this podcast. I hope it's been a blessing to you. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you've enjoyed this podcast today, I'd like for you to hit the like button or the subscribe button or how you listen to our podcast and leave me a comment. Love to hear from you how the show is really touching you. You can say you can feel the presence of God in the show, that God is really using the show to help you grow in your relationship with God, because it's all about the encouraging word of God. I just want to bring that encouraging word of God to you every day. day. Also, you can go to our Facebook page and go to Words of Encouragement by Adrian Ramey and look at some all the podcast episodes, teaching videos, preaching videos, also some devotional writings. But through our podcast system, if you're on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, Pocket Cast, Overcast, Radio Public, we are also on a new one called Stitcher. So we are on all several different outlets, all your big outlets and everything. So we thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of us. And we hope you're enjoying this on a weekly basis as these podcasts, as God is using these podcasts for His glory. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for listening. Have a blessed day.